The proposed definition is planets are round objects in space smaller than stars. That would include not only Pluto, but also Earth's moon, Titan, Europa, and some asteroids. Will Grundy of Flagstaff's Lowell Observatory is one of the authors of the proposal.
In total, we count up a little over 100 objects that would probably qualify, and there's probably more to be discovered.
Astronomer Gerard Van Bell says the new language is a good idea. He says the definition voted on in 2006 focuses too much on a planet's interactions with other objects, and it leaves out exoplanets that orbit other stars. The revised definition solves those problems.
This is one of those things that makes it into a fairly simple thing to describe, and it makes sense to a four-year-old. And if the definition doesn't make sense to somebody at that age, then maybe it's a little too complicated.
The idea will be presented at a planetary science conference this month. It's meant to generate discussion among scientists and will not set in motion a formal vote. I'm Melissa Siveney in Flagstaff,